This podcast is brought to you by Bodog.net.
Don't miss a chance to play at Bodog.net. When the odds are stacked against you, post-game tastes that much sweeter. Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategies, and live sports odds.
Ottawa, let's spend some time in the box on TSN 1200. Recapping yesterday and giving you a head start on today.
Red Wings come back over the Montreal line. Rasmussen in front. Fabry scores! Robbie Fabry with the game-winning goal, and the Red Wings beat the Canadiens tonight in Montreal.
Luke Tilt below the goal line brings it up to the near circle. Boris Tkachuk shoots and scores! Boris Tkachuk in his first game in the last nine contests. He nets his first goal since November. And the Hawks take a 2-1 lead here in the second.
In the box.
Floyd picks up this puck in flight. Here comes Floyd. In. Across. And he couldn't connect with Stamkos. There's a drive. They score. Victor Hedman buries it. And it is 3-2 Tampa Bay.
Kaprizov onto the ice. Zuccarello through the legs.
TSN 1200.
Picked up by McTavish and he scores. Puck that should not have gone in the net. McTavish lets it rip. It beats Pavel Francouz, stick side.
Picked off by Alex Tuck. He leads a rush of three. Now Skinner on the left side. Back for Alex Tuck. He drops it back. Thompson scores! Tic-tac Thompson on that goal. The Sabres take a 2-0 lead in Winnipeg.
Now with Kenny Walls, here's Steve Lloyd.
Oh, double game day. Double game day. Kenny's got a 67s game tonight, and it should be a lot of fun. It's Pride Night at the arena at TD Place, and another really good team in town, so it should be a good one between the 67s and the London Knights. Kenny will have that call on Brother Station 580 CFRA coming up at 7 this evening. Here on TSN 1200, we've got the Sens and the Leafs, and at around this time, the last time the Sens played the Leafs, very early in the season, we were like, oh, ho, ho, Matt Murray. And then we got the news he got hurt. Remember that, Kenny? Around this time, it's like everybody's, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. It's Sens at Toronto to take on the Leafs. 5 o'clock pregame show, 7 o'clock faceoff. And we do know Anton Forsberg will start in goal because Cam Talbot is injured. So we can take that one to the bank. Kevin Mandelazy has been recalled, and he is going to back up this weekend. And because you would think that Forsberg's going to run the table here, barring injury or horrific play, right? They're going to play Montreal at home tomorrow. Then they get 2 days, right, before the return engagement with Montreal, and that's on Tuesday. And then it's break time. And you know what? Before I even say hello to him, I have a question for Kenny here, because we wondered what the trickle-down effect would be with the Belleville Senators, because Sogard is on their trip, but he's still hurt. Bebo's not even with them. He's still hurt. Mandelazy's recalled. Logan Flodell is not on an NHL component contract, but he's with the team, so it's him that's going to play. And I just noticed that the goaltender that the B-Sens have signed, I think Kenny Walls would know this player, a former Kingston Frontenac, in Luke Parisini. Kenny has been signed to a PTO, and he's played a bit in the ECHL. What are your memories of Luke Parisini? There's a trickle-down goaltender signing effect because of all the injuries in the crease with the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Good to talk to you. Good morning, all that. All that good stuff. Parisini, 3 years in a game with Kingston. When the name popped up, it was one of those where it's like, I know that name, I should know that name, and then read the release, and okay, yeah,
it's Kingston, right? Yeah, down the road.
I know.
Of course you know that
and
name.
And he played 59 games out of 68 in the 14-15 season. So yeah, I should know him. Very good goaltender, obviously. OHL Goalie of the Year, that would be right on track for being a good goalie at that level. And that was in that 14-15 season where they rode him into the ground. I don't remember specifically anything about him from it being close to 10 years ago now, but a very active goaltender in net. I think he was somewhat solid positionally, and I'm semi-talking out of my rear end here, but more of an athletic goaltender than that positionally sound goaltender. But again, I'm talking out of my rear end for the most part because I have vague memories.
Not all the way this time, but for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, everything disappears at some point from my memory. It's just at what point it's at. And at the 14-15 season, it may be all the way gone.
Okay, there you go. There's your need-to-know information.
Yeah.
Not really, but that's what's happening, right? There's some troubles in the crease with the Sens and the B-Sens with injuries, so they need another guy. There you go. As Mandalese is backing up Anton Forsberg at Sens and Leafs tonight on TSN 1200. 5 o'clock pregame show, 7 o'clock face-off. Gord Wilson will join us later on from Toronto, coming up at around 1 o'clock as our Sens and NHL insider. And we're speaking of goalies, and speaking of the Sens and Leafs, well-versed to speak on all of that. Does a ton of Sens games on TSN 5. Is one of the hosts on Overdrive and does Leaf games as well. Noodles is going to join us. Jamie McLennan coming up at around noon this morning. Or midday. See, you can't even, when you say noon, what do you say? You just say noon. Noodles at noon. Rolls off the tongue. There you go. I got it back, Kenny. We'll talk about Sens and Leafs and goalies and all that with Jamie McLennan coming up at noon today. Times two. We've got a four-pack of tickets for the Ottawa RV Expo and sale, which is, well, next weekend. Starts 1 week from today, February 3rd to the 5th. And so we'll have two four-packs to give away for that coming up throughout the show. We'll take you right through to 2 o'clock and hand it over to the drive then. You're going to reach us at 12-1200. Standard text message rates apply. Lots to dip into here and ramp up to Sens and Leafs. And made this comment yesterday. We're speaking to Dean. And you and I just discussing in general, I kind of like the fact that, you know, for the Sens, they're coming off a nice win against the Islanders, but they do find themselves this morning 12 points out of a playoff position. DJ Smith's like, we're not talking about that anymore. I think that's absolutely the right approach. And I do like the fact ahead of a break, because it's human nature, you can see the break coming, right? For everybody but Brady, who's going to go to the All-Star game, and then he'll still have a break because there is the bye week that's back that kind of gets married in. So they're going to play Tuesday night in Montreal on the 31st. Then the Sens don't play again until Feb 11th when the Oilers are in town. So it's human nature to know the break's coming. I mean, there will be zero lack of focus. No excuses for focus issues. You're playing the Leafs and then the Habs twice, Kenny. I mean, you know, it's, I don't care what the standings say for all those teams involved. When those three teams play each other, you get up for those games. You get ramped up. So there should be zero problems thinking about, oh, we got a break coming up here, right? Like, that's off the table.
It should be. And it should be easy games to get ramped up for. And as a schedule maker, or as a general manager, coach, when you see the schedule and you see that there's that long break, you hope that there are a couple of those games that are easy to get ramped up for. And I've seen it year over year in the OHL leading up to the Christmas break, where it's a 7 to 10 day, 11 day break for the kids. And that's something they look forward to starting the weekend before. So you see the tail off in production, some very sloppy hockey games as the mind is elsewhere. And when you don't have that rivalry right before, maybe it can be a little easy to let some details slip. But against two of your biggest rivals, the closest rivals, those should be games that you are always up for, always amped to get into that game. So it may be a benefit for both teams to be able to face, well, maybe more for the Sens, especially against Toronto, to face a team that's where you want to be eventually, and then maybe for the Habs. Good for both teams to have that rivalry game heading into the break. It is. It's human nature to look past it and into the vacation mode, but you can't allow that to happen, and that's on the coaching staff to make sure, and on the players to an extent as well, but to make sure that all the details are in place to allow for some success to happen.
All right, so we'll get a lot of news from Toronto this morning. Leafs will have their morning skate. Sends. We'll hear from Coach DJ Smith, some players. Gord will be sending that along, and then Gord's going to join us later on at 1. And listen, you're always looking for little storylines. I hope they play Matt Murray tonight, right, Kenny? I hope so. We like storylines. That would give us a baked-in storyline for the game tonight. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice to see and give Sens Twitter an opportunity to spew some venom, potentially. That's always a good time. Yeah, it would be nice. And I'm sure it would be good for him as well and a motivating factor to get back into that against a team that essentially sold you off or had to sell you off with other assets in order to make that happen. So, yeah, it would be nice to see him, and storylines are fun, Lloydie. Storylines are good.
Okay, Kenny, I've got a question, a rando question that came in for you from Triple D, the original, as we go to break here. You got this. You got this. It's easy. It's easy for Kenny. Question for Kenny. Can CHL teams make interleague trades, like player for player? Obviously, they can't trade picks, different drafts and such, but player for player allowed? Triple D, the original.
No. No, once you're drafted into a league, you are there. The only way that you can transfer leagues, and we've seen it a number of times with OHL players going to the QMJHL and goalies in particular coming from the QMJHL and the WHL to the OHL, you can pass through waivers.
Yeah, you got to be waived out of the league
first. You have to be waived by your team, and then none of the other 19 or 21 or 17 teams in the league that you're in make a claim for that player, then they can choose to go elsewhere and seek to play in a different league in the CHL. It's rare that it happens, but it happens more from the OHL to the QMJHL than any other direction. That's just an opportunity for some OHL kids who don't have the chance to play at that level to go play major junior hockey in the QMJHL, and an opportunity, and a lot of Ottawa kids take advantage of that, French-speaking, and they're able to go off and play in Quebec and just have a nice junior hockey career.
Hi, Claude Giroux, who wasn't drafted and got a chance to go play, and worked out well for Claude. He was all right.
Yeah, Evan Boucher is a recent one. He went off to Halifax, actually. He's still playing there as an overager. The 67s had a U18 player that they drafted in the first round, recently signed in the QMJHL. There's quite a few of them, actually, that will head over there where there just isn't an opportunity for them in the OHL. Sometimes that opportunity can exist in the queue.
And when you talk about the goalies specifically, like, the hockey world is still a small world. And I'm pretty sure, Kenny, you could speak to this more, you know, finger on the pulse of junior hockey. If there's a player and it's not a fit, and everybody knows there might be an opportunity, a team has a need in another league, when the player gets waived through the league, right, nobody's even contemplating putting in the claim here, because I think everybody kind of knows, like, all right, there's an opportunity for this young kid. Let's let the opportunity happen for this young kid, and because we know that there's a team in another league sitting there waiting for him to be waived through our league, and it gives him a chance. And everybody's just kind of turns a blind eye. We're not even thinking about putting in a claim here.
Olivier Tremblay and Philippe Trudeau are two 67s goalies that came through the QMJHL, both as overagers, were waived through their league, and whether it was the fact that nobody had room for them or that they knew that there was that chance with the 67s, they just let them pass. Sometimes talent trumps that, and you do claim that player even if there is an opportunity, but then at that point, you have to use them. You have to put their talent to use. Otherwise, it's mean to the kid, and you want to take care of the kids, and it's a recruiting tool as well. You don't want to have that tarnish on your name as a league that you're going to hold kids' development back. You're still a development league across all three leagues, so you want to have that first and foremost when you're recruiting, that you're there for the development of the players.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll start to get some news trickling in, I'm sure, from Toronto. Get you teed up for the Sens and Leafs on TSN 1200 tonight. 5 for the pre, 7 o'clock face-off with Dean and Gord. Jamie McLennan's going to join us at noon, talk more about that. Gord will join us coming up at around 1 o'clock, and we will hear from you at 1200. Best way to reach us, In the Box continues on TSN 1200.
This podcast is brought to you by Bodog.net.
Don't miss a chance to play at Bodog.net. When the odds are stacked against you, post-game tastes that much sweeter. Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategies, and live sports odds.
Well, Kenny, Leafs morning skate is just getting underway, and Sens fans, you know this. When the Sens play the Leafs, it's like you get inundated. It's rather a large fan base and media contingent that covers the Leafs. That's breaking news for everybody, right? And there is it's all over the timelines of your Twitter timeline if you follow the NHL. Auston Matthews is not at the skate, absent from the Leafs skate. So we'll see what head coach Sheldon Keefe has to say about that following the skate, and we'll bring you all the news as it comes in here. But there's your first little tidbit trickling in from Toronto, as Auston Matthews is not taking the morning skate. And now breaking news from PR. Oh, see, Kenny, I'm refreshing just
You're
as quickly as you are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No Auston Matthews tonight.
Hey.
This isn't good. It's not awful, okay, but it's not good. Could be worse, I guess, but Auston Matthews, according to the Maple Leafs, just seconds ago have updated this, will be out of the lineup for a minimum of 3 weeks due to a knee sprain suffered in Wednesday's game versus the Rangers. Auston Matthews is out at least 3 weeks. So, you know, when it's phrased that way, like it, right now it's not terrible. But when you say minimum of 3 weeks, that means we're going to look at him again in 3 weeks to see how he's doing. Now, the good news is you got the All-Star, right, in the bye week. So you'll minimize some of the games missed there a little bit because of the break. But it's not good, Kenny. Not good for the Leafs, not good for Auston Matthews. He's out of the lineup a minimum 3 weeks due to a knee sprain. Now, big picture, though. Big picture. The Leafs are a very good team. The Leafs are going to be a playoff team again. And we all know the Leafs will be judged on how well they do in the playoffs. Same old story. Are the Maple Leafs going to catch the Bruins? Hey, the Bruins lost in regulation last night. That barely happens. That doesn't happen. That's the sixth time this season. It's January 27th, and the Bruins lost their sixth game in regulation last night. They lost to Tampa 3-2. Are the Leafs going to catch the Bruins? No. But here's, you'd like to have home ice in the first round, though. So if Auston Matthews is going to miss a minimum of 3 weeks, Tampa with those 2 points last night pulled to within five, and they've got two in hand in Toronto for a second spot in the Atlantic Division. So, not great. Not great for the Leafs. Could be worse, but not great news.
Yeah, you're battling for home ice advantage in that first round of the playoffs and potentially in the next round if the upset is taken over Boston. But Boston's lost a total of 16 points this year. In 48 games. They've lost 16 points. Put that in perspective. It's ridiculous how well they're playing. So they may not be on pace to lose another 12, which is what Ottawa's back, or what Toronto's back. So the chances of Toronto catching Boston are slim. So yeah, you're playing for home ice advantage. So it is something to play for, and you know that you're likely a 90% chance that you're facing Tampa in that first round. So you're getting prepared for that, and you want to have your bodies healthy, because at the end of the day, I don't think that home ice advantage is enough to put your players through more strain than is necessary. And if there are some injuries that could use some time, I think you're more prone to allow them to use that time and to take that time to allow them to heal instead of trying to rush them back into the lineup or allowing them to play through it, potentially making it worse. So it's not a bad thing, I don't think, for the Leafs to sit Auston Matthews out, and especially leading up to this extended break. Why push him the next few games leading up to the break and potentially damaging it worse? Let him have this time. Let him have a week after the break, and then you reevaluate things, and hopefully that for Leafs fans and the Leafs, that Auston Matthews will be okay after that.
Maybe, Kenny.
Maybe.
Hear me out on this.
I'm listening. Yeah,
we're into late January. You got this break coming up here. If it's a little more serious and it drags out a bit, maybe you do what some other teams have done, right? Kucherov didn't play at all that season. Patrick Kane, he could have come back when he broke his collarbone back in the day, but you got more money to play with at the deadline. All of a sudden, you bring a guy back.
You're really going to sit Auston Matthews for the next 33 games?
you're not. I just like to say it out loud, though, just to piss people off.
And you put it out there, and maybe it comes true, and maybe you look like a smart guy, and you can say, I said it.
Yeah, sure.
I said it back on January 27th.
I'll be one of those people. Just say a million things and just point to the stuff that I hit on a couple of months later. I said back on January 27th.
There aren't
What about the
other like
80
that?
Things you said that were wrong? Nah, never mind.
We didn't. We don't have a clip of that, but I have this on January 27th.
I was right.
Yeah.
That guy's so smart. That's me. That's right.
Got it.
Now, to your Bruins point, and Iowa, there was a lot of games last night, but I did settle in. I'm like, Bruins, Lightning, I'm in. I watched a lot of that game. Nah, that's good hockey. That was a good hockey game to buy two great teams. I settled in, and I watched a lot of that game. And, you know, the Lightning, this is a team that just goes to Stanley Cup Finals and won a couple in recent years, and we'll see what they do between now and the deadline. Now, they don't have as much capital to give, right, to acquire anything super top-end, but we'll see what the Lightning could be up to. As that was a fun game to watch last night, and a nice win for the Lightning as they got by the Bruins, handing them their sixth regulation loss of the season, and it's almost February.
Yeah, I saw a lot
say
of
that.
16 points lost. I saw a lot of action on Twitter. I didn't tune into any NHL last night. I was focused on some OHL hockey, but I saw the reaction on Twitter to that Tampa and Boston game, and repeating exactly what you said, that it was just fantastic hockey. A potential playoff preview in the second round, that'd be unbelievable if it came to fruition. The Boston is just such a good veteran hockey team. I haven't watched a ton, but when I do, it's not like they're particularly overwhelming. It's just they've got that veteran savvy, and that's how they overwhelm you, is that it's just collective veteran leadership that comes at you in waves. And older hockey players, yeah, they may lose a step, but the guys who have been around and the elite guys, they've got that savvy, and they just know how to get the job done. And the Bruins have been doing it for so long. And with everybody, or I don't want to say everybody because that's lumping everybody in, but with a lot of people doubting them heading into the year with the injuries that they had, with guys missing time, there were people that were doubting them. And I'm sure that a few of those veterans took that to heart and said, okay, well, we're just going to come out here and we're going to do some damage early on in this season.
Just driving home the point of the Bruins. I mean, my goodness. Their goal differential, it's laughable. The Boston Bruins are a plus 82 on the season. Second best team in their conference, New Jersey, is a plus 39. That's number two. In their division, the Leafs are a plus 37. In the league, it's Dallas. Dallas is a plus 41. That is second place in the entire league in goal differential. That's impressive. Boston is double that. Dallas is second at plus 41. Boston is plus 82 if you need them. How's that?
That's
okay.
Well,
that'll do.
It's okay. Just on pace, even after a loss last night for 136 points. Over the course of the season.
183 goals for. That is tied for number one in the league with Buffalo. Look, watch out for the Sabres. They won again last night. That's five in a row. They beat the Jets. They are nipping at the heels now, Pittsburgh. Even in games played, 3 points back of the Penguins for the wild card spot.
And so much fun to watch. That's such a young, fun team that activate the defense led by Dahlin and Power. They activate them all the time, and they get up in the rush. They circle around the zone. They are so much fun to watch.
Power hadn't scored until three games ago. Now he's got goals in three straight games as well. So he's starting to feel a little bit better offensively there.
You know what I'm going to attest that to? When the Ottawa 67s were in Niagara, Owen Power came to watch that game. He was in the arena at the Meridian Center. He watched the Ottawa 67s beat the Niagara Ice Dogs, and since then, been on a roll.
Okay. Sure, we'll take that.
Why not? Sorry, I just needed to get that out there.
Bruins fans love me. I'm just gushing over the Bruins after they lost last night. So that's number one in the league. Goals for, 183, tied with the Sabres. They've played 48 games. They've only allowed 101 goals. Just crazy. And that was their sixth regulation loss last night. Okay, back on point. Nobody's catching the Bruins. Austin Matthews going to miss a minimum of 3 weeks. Leafs made that announcement through the PR department. Just moments after, everybody was saying, hey, where's Austin? He's not out there for the morning skate. Well, he sprained his knee, apparently, against the Rangers the other night, and he'll be missing at least 3 weeks of action. We'll take a break. We'll see what the next segment brings with any other news. From a Leafs perspective, I don't think we'll get anything bigger than that. That's not good for the Buds for the next little while and for Austin Matthews.
And
Sens will have their skate later, and we'll have more information then.
And for those predicting that Tim Stützle is going to be replacing Austin Matthews at the All-Star game, it won't happen. Sasha Barkov is going to replace Austin Matthews on the Atlantic Division roster.
Ooh, tough commute for Sasha. I wonder if that played into it a little bit as well. He's there. It's in South Florida. Worthy choice. Barkov's not bad. We'll take a break. Game day. Sens and Leafs. No Matthews for Toronto tonight. Pre-game's going to be at 5. Drop of the puck at 7 on TSN 1200. This one came in. Boston's reward for their success. Crosby or Ovechkin in the first round. Maybe it's Buffalo. As well.
Oh, that would be fun.
Listen, Sidney Crosby, he's having another really good year. Ovi's got, what, he got a 32nd goal last night. Still very good players, right?
That Ovechkin, sorry to derail this already, but that Ovechkin goal, standard spot, but just hilarious that he just stands still. And as soon as the player leaves, that's when the pass comes across and he just, okay, I'll start to move as the pass is coming across. He was just standing straight up. It was great.
It's like muscle memory from him at this point, right? It's
yeah.
Like he knows how to get that shot off in his sleep. Once he sees that's bad stick position. I'll go here because I know what's coming. Bang.
But he didn't even move. He didn't even have to move. It was, all right, I'm standing here. I'm good. Oh, yeah. You're going to take the guy net front. Okay, bad all choice.
Right. Lovely. So just back to that text that came in here. Boston is a much better team than both Pittsburgh and Washington. And if that's going to be the first round matchup, Boston's going to be heavily favored, and they should be heavily favored. I would take Boston all day long. Now, injuries between now and then could change, obviously, right? That thought process, but, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Boston-Buffalo, I'd like to see that.
That'd just be entertainment.
I think Buffalo could give them a hard time, possibly, the way Buffalo's trending.
Yeah, and
you said it, Kenny. If you got the package right and you're flipping around games, stop on the Buffalo game next time, folks. Watch the Sabres. That's a fun team. That's a dangerous team.
Talent, young talent up and down the lineup. They're phenomenal. Goaltending, I think, will be the issue, but Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen seems to have found his game a bit when he's been in the goal. So I really like that team. And just looking at the standings, there's potential for either a Buffalo-Carolina or Buffalo-New Jersey first round as well. And that would be a lot of fun.
Ooh.
Like, that would be must-watch first round matchup.
If Buffalo sneaks in, I don't want to play Buffalo. I do not want to play Buffalo in the first round. I would not want to, because there'll be that little bit of they're feeling good, house money, young team. We broke through.
We don't know any better.
Tons of talent. If they get a little bit of goaltending, whether it's from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen or Craig Anderson, right? Whatever. I don't think I'd want to play the Sabres in the first round. I'd rather play a Washington or a Pittsburgh, be honest with you. Because if the Sabres get in, they're trending the same way that they are right now, feeling great about themselves, and to your point, don't know any better.
Go out there,
have fun.
That's a
dangerous team, potentially.
Yeah, that's what you're bang on. Boston, I think, would have I don't want to say easy time because I don't think it would be an easy matchup with anybody, but an easier time than most others. Just knowing how to maybe shut down some of the young guns, but it wouldn't be an easy task. The other games, like New Jersey, would be phenomenal against Buffalo, and it's not the vintage New Jersey Devils when they were winning the cups. Like that's an entertaining team as well. That's a lot of fun to watch. I would love that matchup. Carolina's always had that up-tempo pace. That would be, no matter where Buffalo ends up, if they can sneak in, if they can get in, that's a playoff series that is a must-watch for me. That is, okay, everything else is down, everything else is off. I'm watching Buffalo.
More news coming from the skate. Mark Masters has passed this on. Matt Murray is the first goalie off at Leaf Skate. Projects to start against his old team tonight. Would be his first game action since he was pulled on January the 17th. There you go. No Austin Matthews. That's the huge news at Leafland this morning, but Matt Murray's going to start against the Sens tonight. So we got that storyline going for us, which is nice. Kenny.
Yeah, you got something to chat about on your pregame show today. That'll be fun. I know there was a lot of dislike, a lot of venom thrown towards Matt Murray in his time here. I still thought he was okay at times, and it was a tough team to play in front of here in Ottawa the last few years. It wasn't ready to win, and as a goaltender that was used to playing in front of the Pittsburgh Penguins and a little more of a veteran team, that's not an easy transition to make, and Murray didn't make it easy on himself at times. But I still like the goaltender, and the start that he had was great for him. Now sitting more than I'm sure he would like, maybe there's an opportunity for him tonight to regain a bit more of that starter's role.
All right, so we know it's going to be Anton Forsberg, and now we know it's going to be Matt Murray, the goaltenders tonight. So this is the start of a back-to-back for the Sens. They're going to be back here in Ottawa tomorrow to take on the Montreal Canadiens for the first of a home-and-home with the Habs. They'll be back in Montreal on Tuesday, and then it is into that All-Star slash bye week break for the Sens. They won't play again until February the 11th at CTC against the Edmonton Oilers. The Sens news we're waiting to see from this morning. I wonder, because I think we know that Kastrlik's available. Will he draw back in? Dylan Gambrell played the other night, but the one player that's been out and he has shed the non-contact yellow number of days ago at this point is Tyler Motte. I wonder if Tyler Motte is right now tracking to be in the lineup, Kenny, for the Sens, and a veteran body that they would welcome back, especially if we were on the road with their matchups and, you know, he is one of their best, checking forwards. And when you're playing a team like the Leafs, that could be of some benefit for the Sens tonight, but hasn't played in quite some time with that finger injury.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be nice to get him back into the lineup, depth role, whether that be on the fourth line or joining one of the, as a worker, one of the upper echelon lines. It would be nice to get him back, but I don't know how much you're going to switch up a winning lineup. Minor tweaks, and I think that would fit into that a minor tweak. I would like to see him back in. I really liked what Tyler Motte brought at the beginning of the season in that penalty killing role, a little bit more of an energy role, and I liked that line of Pinto, Motte, and Joseph at the beginning of the year, especially to provide a little bit of offense further down in the lineup and help support the top six. But I doubt we'll see that reunited at this point in time, but I'd like to see him back in the lineup.
All right, so of course we'll have a heavy focus on Sens Leafs, teeing that up here throughout the show, but this is the last weekday before a huge Sunday in the NFL, and we'll have both games for you on TSN 1200, the NFC Championship game and the AFC Championship game. So that'll be Sunday here on TSN 1200, and just to lay out your schedule, it will be a 3 o'clock kickoff. It's a Fox game. Of course, we'll have it on TSN 1200, as mentioned. Niners at the Eagles at 3 on TV. It'll be a CBS game, and that will be Bengals at the Chiefs at 6:30. Patrick Mahomes practicing now on that high ankle sprain. looks like he'll be able to play. Question is, what kind of a percentage will we be talking about? Which will lead to our web poll question of the day and how you feel about that. Who will play in the Super Bowl, Kenny? Hit our website, tsn1200.ca, 2-1 equipment store web poll question of the day. Is it Eagles Chiefs? Is it Chiefs Niners? Is it Niners Bengals? Is it Bengals Eagles? This is, now the Mahomes injury kind of muddies the waters a little bit, obviously. But this has been said all week long, and it's true. There's no real Cinderellas this year, right? This is four teams, and you can make a very serious argument that any of these four could win the Super Bowl. So who will play in the Super Bowl? Well, what I'm going with, I'm going Chiefs 49ers.
Mm.
And the only reason I'm doing that, because I'm having a hard time sifting through all of this to come up with a real answer. So I'm going to go back to being that guy. And at the start of the playoffs, I called a Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl. So I'm just going to follow through.
Just stick kinda, to your guns, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of weak to not evaluate along the way, right? But that's what I'm doing. I'm sticking with Chiefs-Niners. I said that before the playoffs, so I'll stick to that. By the way, that is at 15.6%. It is just 0.3 ahead of Eagles-Chiefs. Second place is Niners-Bengals. First place is Bengals-Eagles. And with a lot of action on the Bengals there, right, I think a lot of people are looking at that Mahomes injury, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I – that's where that took me, is that people are reading into that Mahomes injury and just not having faith in the Chiefs to be able to overcome that injury. And I think that there's been a lot of history that shows that maybe you shouldn't. I am. I'm going with the Bengals 49ers. I love Joe Burrow, as I said before. He's the coolest guy in the NFL. I would want to play on his team, and I would want to go through a wall for him. He seems to say all the right things. He seems to motivate. Not only that, but he's uber talented. He's so talented, and he's got the weapons in Cincy as well, and it went 49ers because of the quarterback as well. I want to see Brock Purdy do well. I love that story. I love coming up and just taking over third string guy to start the year, Mr. Irrelevant, and just taking his team to the conference final. I know there's a lot around him. I know he doesn't have to do everything, but I just love that storyline, and I'd love to see that Super Bowl quarterback matchup. I think it would be phenomenal.
All right, as we go to break here, we're going to give away our first four-pack of tickets. Do it again later in the show to the Ottawa RV Expo, which begins 1 week from today, Feb 3rd to the 5th. And kind of like yesterday, I'm going to make sure that maybe you're paying attention. And if not, maybe you could search this up quickly. But there is some breaking news this hour. The Leafs PR said Austin Matthews will miss a minimum of what? A minimum of what before he'll play again? Give me that time frame, 12-1200, standard text message rate supply. Kenny will take the 12th correct answer at 12-1200 for the Ottawa RV Expo four-pack of tickets.
And as I always say, include your
first
full name,
yep,
full name, and email address, please and thank you, so I don't misspell it and you don't miss out on this great prize.
First and last name, correct spelling, correct email. Help Kenny out. Help us help you. We're back in a moment with hour number two. Sensel Skate next hour. We'll get some news on that. We'll hear from Coach DJ Smith and a few players as well. Gord will join us after sending that sound along at around 1. Jamie McLennan's going to talk Sens Leafs with us coming up at noon. Back in a moment on In the Box on TSN 1200.